sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
It's Downtown Tuesday afternoon. It is time for us to talk basketball. And as always, we turn to John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. How's your day so far?
Oh, my day's great. Got back into the RBAC Center, so we're ready to go.
Oh, boy, I can feel it now. Well, we're just over a week away from our first preseason game. What should we be looking for in the Celtics preseason?
I'm more looking for the guys who might step up in Porzingis' absence, the guys who are looked at to maybe pick up some of that slack. Luke Kornet, Xavier Tillman, Nemanja Šketa, those guys who... You know, I want to see what they've added to their games. What have they been able to do in the off season? Have they been able to expand anything? So I feel like we kind of know what the main guys do, who they are. I mean, I do want to see if Jason Tatum's fixed his shot as he said he did today, and I expect him to. You want to kind of make sure that that's the case, but I want to see the bench players, the role players, the guys who are picking up the slack for Porzingis and for a lot of these other guys, because Joe Mazzulla is going to have to think. And I want to see these other guys kind of prove that they can handle those added minutes so Tatum and Brown and White and Holiday and Horford can kind of ease their way into the season.
Speaking of Porzingis, you had a little update on the podcast that progress is being made, but still kind of the same expected timeline going forward.
Well, yeah. And then on top of that is an interesting quote from Brad Stevens today, who said that Porzingis is recovering well. And they right now, the timeline is still 5 to 6 months. I still expect him back around Christmas. But Brad Stevens said, I don't know that we're interested in putting a timeline on him because his injury is unique. And he said, I'd say we're very, very pleased with where he is and maybe a little surprised. So positive news out of media day today at the RBAC Center. And I think that if that's the case, and Porzingis already said he's getting some light work in and light contact, he's on the floor, he's running. You know, that 5 to 6 months, I've been looking at the 6 months, which puts you at Christmas. The 5 months puts you at Thanksgiving. And if it's the earlier time frame, he's not going to miss as much time as possible. So still within the window, still within the expected time frame, but where within the window might be shifting.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Speaking of media day, Jaylen Brown seemed really thrilled to get a question about the Olympics to start things off.
It's so funny because it's like right away, and he's like, man, we don't even get a chance to warm up. Like, first question? It was really funny. He was in good spirits, and I think he said a lot of the right things. It's a very mature Jaylen Brown. I think he knows where he stands in the league. He turns 28 in a month. This is his ninth season. He's flat out a veteran player in the NBA. Like, it's kind of weird to think. Like, I remember him as the third overall pick and all of that stuff. And to think that he's a couple years away from 30, which I would die to be a couple years away from 30 again. But to have him at that in this stage. It's super interesting. And, you know, he's using the Olympic thing as some motivation for sure. But I think he also understands, like, that's not the place to get all of your juice for the upcoming season. You got to be ready to replicate some of the stuff from last season and also figure out where along the way are you going to have to adjust, what's going to be different from last season, and how do you recognize that in the moment and not say, well, I know how to do this, so I'm going to ignore this thing that's staring me in the face where I have to adjust and just do what I did last year. And I think that's the difference between repeating as a champion and falling into some of the traps.
Did he drop his shoe news today?
He's going to. I haven't seen it, actually. You know, that's a good thing. I got to check his Instagram. That's where this is the state of journalism now, Rich. I didn't check his Instagram before I got on the phone, so I don't know. But he was wearing his new shoes. He's launching new shoes, non-corporate Nike, Adidas, anything like that. He's doing it on his own. He's very excited for that, and I'm looking forward to the official announcement, which may or may not have come because I've been writing instead of checking social media.
John, they're doing the in-season tournament this year. Any change from the format of last year?
No, not that I know of. It's kind of the same idea where there are regular season games that count for points. And you have to, you know, there's still the point differential. The court's going to look different. I think the courts have been leaked a little bit, and they look not as garish, which is, you know, nice. But the format is still the same. You're going to know when they're playing these games, and they're still doing it in Vegas. The name's a little bit different, the Emirates Cup, but the format is still the same.
Now, the actual season opener, less than a month away against the Knicks. Are the Knicks ready to be a legitimate contender this year?
You know, that's a million-dollar question. They just found out that Mitchell Robinson, their starting center, is going to be out until probably December or January. He's been dealing with a stress fracture in his foot, and he's not ready to come back yet. That's a big deal, because now they're lacking some size. They are. They might have to play Julius Randle at center. That's a matchup the Celtics can absolutely exploit. If the Knicks are without Mitchell Robinson, they're going to have trouble with a capital T against Boston, against Milwaukee, against Philly. So, yes, in the sense that they have the types of players on the perimeter, Jalen Brunson. You know, they have all those Villanova guys. They've got a coach that's willing to push and really go for all of, you know, every win they can get and really be a thorn in everybody's side. But they could be missing a very key player for a long time, and that could put them behind early on. And if that doesn't go well, and if they struggle defensively, they could find themselves in the middle of the pack, and that's just a very difficult place to be. You're going to have to really get some playoff luck to be a true contender. So I think mentally, spiritually, yes, they are prepared to do what it takes. But injury-wise, I don't know if they're going to be able to.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, appreciate it as always, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday as we get closer to those first preseason games.
Can't wait. Talk to you then.
Thanks, John. John Corrales every Tuesday with us here on Downtown.